Welcome to All Learning Reimagined, the podcast that defines convention and redefines the purpose and practice of education. Here we venture beyond institutional boundaries. Whether you're a parent, educator, or curious mind devoted to lifelong growth, this is your space to challenge assumptions and co-create a more humane and intuitive approach to education. Let's reimagine what education can be.
G'day and welcome to All Learning Reimagined. I'm your host, Teresa, bringing you a little ray of sunshine as together we're reimagining the future of education, one inspired story at a time. I have a wonderful guest today who's actually dialing in from Italy. And after graduating as a medical doctor in 1994 in Germany, Darius, our amazing guest today, moved to London, UK, where he practiced oncology for almost 20 years, six of those in the corporate field, and being on the search for a powerful healing modality. He was guided in 2002 to qualify as a light body integration practitioner and has subsequently developed his own method of healing. Ooh, I'm so interested to hear about this. Honoring his spiritual path, he left traditional medicine in 2015 in order to practice full-time as a healer, yet still referencing his extensive knowledge as a physician for those clients who come to him with medical challenges. So besides providing individual lessons, he gives workshops in the UK, Mexico, and the Netherlands, all beautiful countries. And he's available, of course, in person or online for both individual or corporate clients. Darius's mission is to empower clients to guide them on their spiritual path towards their true essence of being multidimensional beings, to help them manifest heaven on earth. And he effectively supports his clients' ascension process, which we as humanity collectively undergo at this time. Wow, I'm really interested to learn more about this. Welcome, Darius.
Thank you so much, Teresa. It's a great honor and great pleasure of being here on your show.
Oh, thanks. Oh, gosh, that was a mouthful reading all of that. I'm not used to reading. I'm just used to gas bagging and having a bit of a chat. All right. So my first question for you today is, so you've worked for a doctor for over 20 years, and obviously you've lived in many different countries. What actually first inspired you to choose medicine as a career?
Oh, that was actually on a short notice for me. I had like different ideas. You know, some people have already a preconceived idea what they want to do. Yep. And my brother, for example, but I had all these changes, ideas, becoming a pilot, Egyptologist, architect, you know, all this stuff, studying chemistry. And it was just like, I think just, I was at the end of my military service, what we had to do at that time. And I just made up my mind to do medicine, you know, so this is how it started. So it was really on short notice. I followed my intuition for that.
Yeah. And then it sounds like you really pivoted from that. So at what point did you begin to sense that your path was shifting more towards something beyond medicine?
Well, let's say it probably started even before that, the first inclinations of that. You know, as a kid, let's say I was different than other kids, you know. And, you know, but I thought on one way, I thought like, I'm different for whatever specific reasons, but maybe then I thought maybe I'm just making excuses for not fitting in 100%. But anyway, so once I started medicine, I started to become interested in complementary healing. You know, I think it started this book from Deepak Chopra, Quantum Healing, you know, something that triggered on me, even though I'm not following that path at all. And but then the studies of medicine require quite a lot of time. They're quite intense. And once I started working as a doctor, you know, I had like whatever these ultra long shifts, what I probably not allowed anymore these days. And so there was not really time for me to reflect upon what I want to do. And my life was very comfortable. I had no emotional problems financially. Everything was fine. And at some point, probably my soul pushed me to do a specific course, right? So as I said, I had no great desire to do something because my life was comfortable. They had no a crisis point where looking for help. And I did this course and I asked, I did actually a few sessions with this guy and I asked him, oh, does he do a practitioner course? He said, yes, but you have to have special abilities. I thought it's probably new, not me who has them. Anyway, I ended up on the course and then my whole reality blew open. In the course, I saw what there were suddenly entities on the other people. I recognized them from other incarnations on different star systems, you know. And on the way back, driving home from the course, I thought, what happened today? Am I dreaming or is that really true? So this is how I started. So the seed was set, and I was still working as a doctor full time. So I was doing dabbling a little bit, you know, doing the evenings or weekends, some spiritual work. But as I said, the focus was in medicine. And over the course of the years, let's say, I manifested the reality. You know, there were often a great dissatisfaction and the desire for me to really explore my spiritual path. And I got very clear messages as well, you know, that at some point I have to make a decision, and the right decision for my path is to embark on the spiritual course full time. And for me, it was like, I mean, I was the main breadwinner at home. You know, I said, okay, I have to have X amount of clients, you know, in order to have the financial transition as easy as possible, right? So this was my conditions, I said. And I was clearly told, no, you have to jump into the cold water, you know, whatever, you have to trust that it's gonna work. Anyway, few years later, it was basically, I was in my corporate job and there were a couple of signs for me to leave the job. You know, I didn't get a promotion and I love traveling. Suddenly, all the doctors were not allowed to travel anymore to the degree that we were doing before. You know, my job became a little bit too desk related. And I just left the job. You know, we moved to France from the UK. And this was then for me the chance to really recreate my new career. Because to understand as well, working in the corporate field, I couldn't really be very visible in my spiritual thing, you know, just in case. I have a website and it says I'm doing multidimensional healing. If we get contracts, if you're looking for a contract with a new company and they Google all your names and they find suddenly me on the website doing spiritual healing, you know, I wouldn't be a good candidate for them to do a contract with us, right? So basically, freeing myself from the from the burden of being attached to the corporation, I could finally open up, and then all these amazing things happen, you know. So I started giving workshops, and a funny thing, just like following your intuition, you know, for my Spanish was very rudimentary, you know, like the hola, you know, buying a, getting a coffee and stuff like this. And anyway, I've been to Mexico before, I love the country. And I had like one contact. It was just an acquaintance, you know, not a real friend. And in 2017, there was a big earthquake in Mexico City, which killed a lot of people. And this acquaintance of mine, she asked me if I can help to transition a certain soul service. A school collapsed, and there were a lot of little children and teachers buried, and they didn't know whether they're alive or how many died and stuff like this. And she asked me just to help to transition or whatever, whatever is possible. So I did that. Anyway, a couple of days later, I came from a lunch with friends, you know, I had champagne and all this type of thing. And then I got a message, you know, you have to offer your services to Mexico. You know, I was like, I say, no, I'm not doing that. A, I don't speak Spanish really. Secondary, Mexico is full of healers, you know, I'm the last person they need to. And then they said very clearly to me, if you don't do this, you're going to regret it for the rest of the life. And this person you have to contact. Anyway, this was the only contact I had in Mexico. So I contacted her and I thought, like, okay, I send an email. You know, it takes her 5 days to respond to the email, or she says, no, I'm not really interested. At least I tried it. She replied immediately. And this was the beginning, you know. So I went to Mexico and she was first translating while I was giving healing sessions. And then my Spanish got better and better, you know. And as I said, I'm doing workshops. At least I've been doing them since COVID put a little stop to the whole traveling thing, you know. But it was really just I was really told you have to jump into the cold water. You know, it's something that seems to happen quite often in my life.
I think that, oh my gosh, did you even take a breath when you just shared all of that? That was amazing. So much information. I don't even know where to start, but I do agree we're constantly learning. It doesn't matter, you don't need an age to be able to learn a new language and jump in and change careers and pivot. And following your intuition and following your gut and your heart is pretty cool. And I also agree with the fact that when back at the beginning of when you were talking and you said you always felt you were a little bit different at school, I'm used to seeing that all of the time, lots of people who are special little snowflakes. I just love them because they've got their own personality and every snowflake's a little bit different. And I just love all of the flavors and watching people grow and expand and pivot and no two people are the same. And it's just delightful. And I'm fascinated by how brave you were to leave such what we would class as a prestigious career path to be able to follow this spiritual path that you're on. I mean, that's actually really brave to do. And obviously, you must be really good at it. I would have to say. So you mentioned before that you're leading ascension workshops, but can you explain to me what ascension even is? Like, because there might be some other people that are listening that are thinking, what is he talking about if they haven't heard of that before? What does that actually mean to you?
So there's different, So there are different ways how to explain that. You know, we can say that's a great shift of consciousness happening, that people become more aware, or some people become more aware of certain things. Let's say, in case there would have been a government declaring war to another government, you know, 50 years ago, nobody would have questioned that. Everyone would go to war. Now people demonstrate against that. Oh, suddenly yoga, which was a rarity in Western countries 50 years ago, again, is now you have it on every single corner, right? Which is also a very spiritual thing. So there's an understanding, or people don't believe the news blindly anymore. You know, people start to realize there's a many people start to realize there's a aim to manipulate the audience by projecting certain information and stuff like this. And all this greater degree of awareness is a reflection of something which is happening on the whole planet and even beyond. That let's say from it is a as I said, it's a great amount of awareness and looking. One of the many aspects of this is also seeing if something what is presented to me, does it resonate with me as the truth or not at all. So there are different aspects to that. It's also to see if that before that we see each other as separate, you know, like within the US, like Democrats against the Republicans, black against white, Christians against Jews or Arabs or whatever. You know, that's actually you are a reflection of me, I'm a reflection of you, right? You know, and some people also see they may have had a different incarnation. So in one life I'm an Arab, and otherwise I'm a German, right? So there's something, it's just we see there's actually for most humans, there's more that connects us than separate us. This is also a reflection of the whole thing, you know?
And it's amazing how many people I mean, in the country that I'm in, discussing things like this are now starting to become socially acceptable to have these sorts of discussions. And yet 5, 10, 20 years ago, people would think you were absolutely mad. But the fact that you're talking frequency and resonance, I mean, I often listen to something or speak it out aloud and then take notice of my own body of, how does that feel? Does that resonate with me? Does that feel true? Particularly with the rise of social media, since the internet's come on board, there's propaganda everywhere, and I don't know what to believe sometimes. I don't know whether I'm Arthur or Martha. So I can only listen to my own self rather than going outside myself and expecting someone else to tell me what to do and how to think. And this seems to be a huge shift, particularly in the field of education, where a lot of parents and children and teachers, people from all walks of life are starting to stop and question because it's not resonating with them anymore. And personally, I believe it's because consciousness is shifting. And there is a big energetic shift happening. I don't really understand it, but I just know that I can feel it and I can sense it, and I trust. I'm following the sort of the breadcrumbs of where we're going, but I think it's amazing. So, in your view, what's the connection between healing the body and then awakening spiritually? Is there a connection for that, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, let's say someone comes to me with a disease. So a huge amount of my clients come with things like cancer or vaccine injuries following COVID, for example. And so we start first on the, let's say, releasing any kind of thing that helps them to manifest or maintain a specific disease. Let's say someone is very stressed, right? You know, like constantly, and as we release the stress in order to improve the immune system or heal the stomach, whatever it comes up, I mean, there's a multitude of things. This is just in a nutshell. But as the person, as we release ourselves from this density, from negative emotions, from old imprints of anger, what do we have, or grudges, whatever, towards our parents for not allowing us to be as free as we wanted to, and all this type of thing. When we release this baggage, we actually start to open ourselves up to receive additional information, which we're surrounded with that we couldn't tap into before, right? So it's almost like, let's say, if someone on a more 3D level, you know, if someone is constantly drunk, right? You know, they can like get certain information. You know, if you're lucky, you can read the schedule for the train and still arrive on time. If you start to stop drinking and you have more clarity of the mind, suddenly you can have a great understanding of things. You know, you can see that in a way as well. When we release these negative emotions, grudges, old other imprints, what do we have, or relationships that hold us down, we open ourselves up to have a higher perspective, to achieve information that or suddenly we get like these messages through a neighbor, through the TV, or anything like this that suddenly gives us a clarity what we needed in order to have a great understanding and to move forward.
Oh,
So
I've
all these
experienced
things are,
that. Yes.
yeah, so all these things are connected, you know. So, and often people come to me, let's say, initially with dealing with prostate issues. But this is just the beginning for them to then discover how powerful they are. You know, that the prostate issue was just a stepping stone that was beneficial ultimately for them to open up to a greater essence of who they are.
Oh gosh, I absolutely agree with everything you're saying. And as for the noticing and being awake and aware and observant of what's around you, of the messages that are coming through, because I feel like it's always been, you know, if it's not an animal, it's a word, it's a song, it's a conversation, it's a something that's being dropped constantly. But in today's society, everyone's so distracted. We're so busy surviving, working, working, working in the rat race, really. A lot of people miss it. They miss that message that, you know, is there, that's helping to guide them with what they need. I'm curious if you could share, you know, if someone's sitting there listening, thinking, what's something that I can do right now to help me shift emotions or beliefs or something in the right direction? Is there something that people can do themselves that you would recommend?
Oh, there are lots of things actually which are very easy. And also to understand that connection to our aspects of us is actually connecting to our true selves. So it's not rocket science, it's within all of us. One is to be in nature, right? So I have actually a lot of my clients, I get clear messages there to recommend them to spend at least 20 minutes per day in nature. It can be a park if people live in a city, you know, or just over next to a tree, and that their skin is in contact with either with the tree or with the grass or with the natural stones, to be on that, to connect with the energy of the earth. The earth is very healing. Or go swimming, you know. Often I had that. I went for a long time, since a long time yesterday, swimming again, you know, and I'm so tired afterwards, but it's like a beautiful tightness or something. It's has been washed away, you know, that needed to clear, and you just have a relaxing rest afterwards. So being in contact with nature, then also a lot of us take recreational substances, you know, and it can be even something like coffee to reduce these things, because a lot of things affect our ability to receive higher information, right? It can be even a doctor says, oh, you can take the sleeping tablet, has no side effects. All these things do have side effects, right? And so it's really, or whatever, instead of drinking a bottle of wine in the evening to relax after a stressful day, to find other alternatives, having a massage or something, right? So it's really, what am I putting into my body? Also, the quality of my food. If I can, I eat as much organic as possible, right? What feels aligned with me? If I'm hungry, do I want to eat like the gummy bears, or do I want to eat a steak or whatever, right? So it's really seeing what is where do I feel well after eating something or not? So these all are indications for us to see what's good. So being exposed to nature, eating healthy food, releasing whatever, having less recreational or negatively affecting substances as well, right? Then also just often we're too busy and we come home from work and just whatever, watch TV and go to bed. To speak to someone, to have the personal contact, it's very important to have that, right? Because I know when I was living in London, I was just like spending time and commuting to my work, working the whole day, and then coming back late, eating dinner, and that's it. It's very important to have social contacts. As humans, we are social animals, right? So to do that, and not spending the whole time really just for us to observe how much do we spend on social media. It's very easy to be on Instagram and waste half an hour, 45 minutes of your life easily, right? Just like, or just try to meditate, or just like coming to stillness, just like taking a deep breath, closing your eyes, taking a deep breath in and exhale in a conscious way, observing my breath, doing that three inhales, three exhales, and you can get centered very, very easily. Because all these things are innate in us, so we don't have to do expensive courses or going on year-long internships to do something. It's within us. It's just to remind ourselves what is not aligned with me being in that state and what is aligned with me, and then just really moving forward towards that, right?
You're singing to the choir. I'm loving this. I absolutely agree with you. And nothing makes me feel better than just taking my shoes off and going and standing in the grass, just grounding and connecting with nature. Or sitting with my back to a tree is probably one of my favorite things to do if I'm ever feeling unwell or stressed. And it's almost like the tree just absorbs that stress from me, but it's that connection. And funny story, I used to live in London, and my friends always thought I was crazy because I would talk to everyone when I was on the tube. So I'd be on the underground, everyone would have their hair, head in a book or headphones on or whatever, and I would give eye contact to people and go, "Oh, hello, how are you going?" And I'd strike up a big conversation, and people thought I was mad. But it was really good to have that human connection and have a chat. I always met lots of interesting people, which was pretty interesting as well. So I do agree with the conversation and the whole innate ability. We do have it within us. It's just some people think, oh, this all sounds too simple. How could that possibly heal us? But when you think clean water, sunshine, nature, clean air, rest, true rest, is very healing. I agree with you.
Well, absolutely. And that's something as well. Is it like, let food be thy medicine?
Yeah, good
Yeah,
one.
so this
Yes.
type of thing. Another thing that probably is good as well, what am I passionate about, right? And often if we lead busy lives, we forget about these things. And it was funny, once in an ayahuasca ceremony that I did, the message was for me to allow myself to be taken care of, because before that I was like I was doing the battle on my own, and that was one thing as well. I think a lot of people go through that, whether spiritually inclined or not, that we think we have to, it's just a battle we do on our own, there's no support. So it was very clear to allow myself to be supported and to tap into the childlike innocence. And I was like really had a thing, a vision when I was a little kid and was in this birthday party with from another little kid, and we went to this place. There was a little creek We're playing on the meadows, and you don't have any worry about if there are like wild animals around, or where's dinner's coming from, or if it's gonna rain in a moment, right? So it's really to have like this playfulness, this joyfulness as a child, and often that can come when we express really what is our passion, right? And if we don't know what our passion, then let's do something, do a course, whatever, maybe painting, you know, just try to do different things. Because I see as well, if we made the first step, then we're going to show the path, right? You know, so if I have no idea what is my passion, okay, let's do a cooking class, right? And maybe I meet something then in the cooking class who really guides me on to discover that. But this is one thing as well. You know, remember, like, if we're on our deathbed, you know, what do I regret? You know, and it's, you know, am I having enough joy in my life, right? So always make sure there's enough joy as well. This is a good parameter. Someone who is joyful has a healthy life compared to someone who's, whatever, deprived of joy in generally terms, right? You know?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, oh gosh, joy is my bloody middle name for sure. I'm loving this because following your highest excitement is something that isn't necessarily, and this is just my opinion, but I don't feel like this is something that seems to be important in schools anymore. It's just do this, it's in the curriculum, so you have to learn it. What do you mean that's your highest excitement and that's your passion? No, we don't have time to do that. You have to learn this. And now, today, I mean, it's probably because I'm a little bit older, but I sort of look at something and go, oh, do I have to do this? Do I really want to do this? Do I need to do this? And if I don't want to do this because it's not my highest excitement and I think I can get away with not doing it, I just don't do it anymore. Sometimes I think, am I doing this because it's the way I've been told or programmed to do this? Is it by default? And is it necessary anymore? And it's amazing how freeing it is when you just strip away habits and belief systems in your life that no longer serve you and follow your highest excitement. It's almost like, oh, if I don't really love this piece of clothing, what's it doing in my wardrobe? I'm getting rid of it. So yeah, I really love some of the
Yeah.
things you're sharing. It's fantastic. Fantastic. So question then, what do you see as the role of education to help children and adults? I mean, you've been so brave with following your own path. What's something that you think that they could do to get started if they wanted to encourage themselves to take their own path?
The educational centers.
Yeah, yep.
Okay, I think one thing is to understand that the just to go back, when I went to school, it was very indoctrination as well, even though it was considered a good school. The kids that are born these days have a much higher frequency, and the school system is not aligned to the needs that they have. So it's
Yes.
something, go into nature, plant plants, you know, they do really things that are also relevant for their life, you know, develop a contact on nature. This is thing, you know, like in some, if you go to Waldorf schools or Steiner schools, they prepare their own breakfast by grinding grains and stuff like this. So have really something, you work together in a group and achieve something which is relevant to your life, you know, and always bring joy in. Singing is very good, right? Dancing, you know, this type of thing. You know, there's so much more to say, but I think these are basic things, you know. Just when I went to school and primary school, before we started, we had to sing a song. You know, and these are beautiful things. I remember that still.
Absolutely. I so agree, and it's really, really fun. And I'm loving all of this information that you're sharing with us. And so, Darius, every week when I have a podcast, I usually write a very short article to go with it. Are you happy for me to put your details on there if anyone wants to contact you about what you do?
I would be delighted. Thank you so much for doing that.
Yeah, because you've got so much knowledge to share, and you said you're currently in Italy. Do you still travel, or are you based there now?
Let's say because of circumstances, I couldn't really travel. I had a very ill dog, but it's gonna happen again. My nature is really being expensive and traveling, you know. So, and I know Italy won't be my last destination to live, right? So something new is coming up already. But yes, I'm traveling again. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing some of your knowledge with us today. I'm really fascinated with some of the things you share, and I know I'm going to go away and sit and just ponder And I just love it. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. A great pleasure, great honor. I absolutely loved
That's wonderful. And for everyone else that's out there listening, thanks for joining us on All Learning Reimagined. Until next week, explore, experience, express, go out and live learning. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for joining us on All Learning Reimagined, where passion illuminates the path forward. Remember this: the future of learning doesn't arrive from above, it begins within. You are the spark, the shift, the living answer to education's silent call for transformation. So stay curious, stay awake. Let inspiration be your compass, because how we learn today is not just personal, it is profoundly generative. It shapes the very architecture of tomorrow's world. We are not separate from the system, we are its evolution. Until next time, trust the wisdom of your own unfolding and let your life be the lessons that light the way for others.